This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Breaking news this morning. The suspect in the UnitedHealthcare CEO's killing appeared in a New York courtroom this morning. Luigi Mangione pleaded not guilty to state murder and other charges in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO. Mangione was formally charged last week by the Manhattan DA with multiple counts of murder in a case in New York. The AP's Julie Walker.
He's also facing federal charges that could carry the death penalty. The 26-year-old was returned to the city Thursday in shackles and an orange jumpsuit, surrounded by heavily armed police. Mayor Eric Adams.
This act of terrorism and the violence that stems from it is something that would not be tolerated.
Prosecutors cited entries in Mangione's notebook as evidence. The target is insurance because it checks every box. Julie Walker, New York.
Most of the federal death row prisoners are having their sentences commuted to life without the possibility of parole. President Biden announced that this morning. The AP's Donna Warder has more on this.
In 2021, the Biden administration announced a moratorium on federal capital punishment to study the protocols used. President-elect Donald Trump has spoken often about expanding the death penalty to include those caught selling drugs, and he's even praised China for its harsher treatment of drug dealers. Donna Warder, Washington.
Millions of Americans are traveling for the holidays. The AAA says more than 119 million of us will be on the move, most traveling by car, says the AAA. They're working on it. NASA and Honda confirm plans to work toward a merger. Superstar Shohei Ohtani is the winner of the AP Male Athlete of the Year Award for the third time. This is AP News. Palestinian medics are talking about Israeli airstrikes on the Gaza Strip in the past few hours that they say killed at least 20 people.
One of the strikes overnight and into Monday hit a tent camp in the Mawazi area, an Israel-declared humanitarian zone, killing 8 people, including 2 children. That's according to the Nasser Hospital in the southern city of Khan Yunis, which received the bodies. The Israeli military says it only strikes militants, accusing them of hiding among civilians. It said late Sunday that it was targeting a Hamas militant in the humanitarian zone. In addition, the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in the central city of Deir al-Balah said 3 bodies arrived after an airstrike on a school-turned-shelter in the built-up Nusrat refugee camp. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Rome's legendary Trevi Fountain reopened yesterday after 3 months of renovations. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.